except I went on that run, and it was the longest run I'd ran aside from that 10-miler that I did. And the entire time, I told Mike, I was like, it's so hot out.
How far did you run?
6 miles.
What time of day?
Afternoon. So, like, 5 o'clock.
It was still super hot, then.
Like 4:30, 5 o'clock, yeah. But we went over, we did the Heritage Trail, and then we did the 2-track.
Yeah.
In that way, and then around, and it was really cool. I had never really been back there. And then we went up, when you're going towards Negaunee and that downhill.
Yeah.
And there's that gravel uphill. I went that way with Mike. Okay. Yeah. It was cool.
I was just going to say something. Oh, it was like exactly like 6:37. Like I looked at my watch because it was burning hot, burning hot, burning hot. And then all of a sudden it dropped like 15 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, just in the course of, like, 5 minutes.
Thundery out, but it didn't really... I don't think it rained last night, did it?
I think it rained a little bit.
It all kind of blurs together.
I know. What?
I don't really pay attention too much. We dropped Sienna off.
Oh, yeah? Is she excited?
She's very excited. I actually got to talk to the boy.
Yeah?
He seems okay.
What's her dress look like? I didn't see it.
It's red and it's tight on the chest and like bottom of the ribs.
Okay.
And then it goes out and it has like an overlapping slit up the leg.
What kind of fabric is it?
Satin. It's very cool. And then it like laces up the back.
Oh, cool.
It's super cool. I thought I sent you a picture.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Yeah, it's really pretty. I'll show it to you later.
Yeah, I didn't. You might have told me about it, but.
Yeah, she's very excited. We have to drive there at, well, I'm not going, but Mike is driving there at like 11 tonight together, or 10:30.
Like to Munising?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they doing like half and half? Like, don't know.
Don't know.
Where's this going? I would have met halfway.
That's, yeah.
I don't know where halfway between here and Munising would be, but.
Like Deerton, maybe Autrain.
Yeah, like Autrain.
Yeah. Oh my God, Obi, you're ridiculous. But yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited for her.
Yeah, I want to see pictures.
Mm-hmm. We told her to send pictures because we were gonna stay, but yeah. Prom isn't until 8, and they're not going to dinner until like 6. So
okay, so you would have been there till like 5 at least.
Yeah. Who wants to do that?
No, I wouldn't. And I mean, I don't know. There's stuff to do in Munising.
There is. We ate at A-Burger and then we walked around the lake and stuff. It was very nice.
Is the weather like about the same there?
Yes.
I really like A-Burger.
I do too. The poutine, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
The poutine is so good.
I'm really tired today.
Well, it's the hot weather.
Yeah, and I laid out in the sun for like a decent amount of time.
That's how I was last night because we ate at Portside and I was sitting there and I was like, I am just so tired.
Because
like running in the heat or doing anything outside in hot weather is just exhausting.
We hung out at Pat's and grilled and then afterwards we went to the bar and we sat outside or I sat outside with people and it was very nice.
Yes.
And there's like lightning and stuff to
summertime
watch.
In Marquette. Best. That's why people put up with the winters here.
Yeah. Well, I don't do any winter activities.
No, fuck that. Who wants to do that?
People do.
Well, Pat does.
Yeah.
He's out there on his sled.
But like Stacy and Morty ski.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't do any of that. And every year I say, oh, I'm going to get skis or I'm going to do this or that or try to get
cross country skiing would be really fun.
Yeah, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't do.
You can rent skis from the Peef.
Oh, I always forget about that.
Yep.
I should do something over the winter.
Yeah, just curl up, drink some tea, and read all winter. Just hibernate. It's hibernating months. For 7 months out of the year.
Yeah, and then I gained 20 pounds hibernating.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Anyway, what are we doing today? Hello. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to space in Jason X, which came out in 2001. It's available on Apple TV for $2.99, Amazon Prime for $2.99, or if you know somebody that has it, borrow it, I guess. It's directed by James Isaac, and it's written by Todd Farmer and Victor Miller. Victor Miller is the creator of Jason. Mm-hmm. So it stars Kane Hodder as Jason, Lexa Doig.
Sure.
As Rowan. She was in Arrow and Stargate. A lot of these people are in, like, the 90s sci-fi TV shows.
Okay.
Let's go down. Jonathan Potts as Professor Lowe. He was in Supernatural, and he's also in the movie Devil, which was super cool.
What one was that?
The elevator one.
Okay, that mm-hmm. was scary.
It was very scary.
We should do that.
We should do that one. Lisa Ryder as KM-14. She was in Earth Final Conflict and Andromeda. Peter Mensa as Sergeant Brodsky. Yeah. Brodsky. What's up, Brodsky?
Yeah.
Anyway, he was in 300 and True Blood. And then Chuck Campbell plays Sinaran. He was in Stargate and Earth Final Conflict.
Do you know, who was he in True Blood?
I cannot pronounce that name. But you watched all of True Blood, so you probably.
I can't pronounce it either, but.
Kibwe? Is what I would assume, but...
Yeah, I don't remember him from the mm-hmm. show.
He wasn't in it too long from okay. what I read. But yeah, that's it. There are a lot of people in this movie, but they don't last too long. So I just kind of... These are like the main players.
yeah, so Jason X, I like to call it Jason Goes to Space.
I have a big confession too.
Did you like it?
Kind of, but the more so is that this is the second Friday the 13th movie I've ever seen.
What?
I know. I saw the first one where Mama Bear is the killer.
Yeah.
And then, oh, I saw Freddy vs. Jason, and then I saw this one.
Well, I mean...
It's like just like one of those things where...
I have seen them all, like, separately over the years.
Yes.
But then Greg and John and one of John's friends from college did a marathon where they watched all of them over the course of a weekend.
That would be fun.
And I had to work, so I missed, like, two or three of the movies. Mm-hmm. But I tried to watch them. And they were getting up early. They were also getting up early and drinking.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about this, like, not on the podcast. Like, we've talked about this in our actual lives. Yeah.
Well, I made sure they had a lot of food and snacks, but they drank the whole time. And at one point, they cut their shirts into crop tops and then used the bottom of their shirts as bandanas.
And this was just last week.
it was not that long. It was a couple of years ago.
Oh.
These were grown men. This wasn't like, we weren't like 20.
This is the best. Wow.
It's been since we've had our finished basement.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So like in the last couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand.
John did a power hour.
Oh, no. And you think, when I was in college, I thought about doing power hours and I'm just like, well, it's just a shot of beer every, what is it? Every 5 minutes?
No, it's every minute.
Every minute? I think.
Yeah.
It's just a little shot of beer, but it fucks you up, from what I understand. Yeah. I've never done them before. But
that's a beer every 12 minutes.
No. God, that just sounds terrible. I knew people that did it, but...
Yeah. Anyway.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
It does. It is a terrible idea.
This is adult me talking, though.
Yeah, so... Before we get into it, Jason, the storyline, he gets cryogenically frozen by like a research facility in 2010, and then a bunch of drama happens, and then he wakes up like 455 years later.
Yes.
In space.
In space. It's just wild to me.
Well, when I was reading about it today, they wanted something different. Like, Jason at the lake was kind of like played out, and they did like
Jason in Manhattan. Yeah.
And they needed something like catchy, and they wanted to do like Jason in the future, but doing like a whole futuristic set would be too difficult. So they're like, we'll just put him in space.
Yeah. And they do revisit Crystal Lake in this for like 5 minutes.
They do.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like the Halloween movies. Because I don't understand how you can, like, cut up, like, they explain it, but how you can cut off someone's head and have him be fine and come back for another movie. Or, like, how you can seriously just blow them to bits and pieces and they come back for another movie.
Well, this is kind of screwy, too, because in the Jason storyline, because there's one where it's more like a possession.
Okay. Type. Yes.
That one, I think, is the stupidest one out of all of them. I don't like that
one. What one is that one?
Oh, I want to say it's Jason Goes to Hell.
Okay.
I hope I'm not wrong. I told Greg I would be nervous about doing this one because when him and John were watching the movies and their friend George.
Yeah.
They took notes and had, like, statistics and, like...
See,
that's John,
though. I never feel a lot of pressure with these because I don't care.
Like, I just... Tell me how you really feel.
I'm like, if I enjoy the movie, great. I'll, like, do my best to do the best I can. But I'm not very critical.
Seeing your necklace on a longer chain kind of makes me want to get a longer chain.
Yeah.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. I just noticed that.
Yeah.
Because we have the same necklace.
Yes.
Yeah, so it starts out 2010 at Crystal Lake Research Facility.
Which is just...
I don't fucking know, okay? I don't know. It's
cheesy.
Hey,
it's okay.
Are you taking a picture of your notes?
No.
Oh. Jason Voorhees is there as a prisoner, like, tranked or something.
And he's, like, hooked up on these hooks or chains or something.
Yeah, he's super chained up. Otherwise, he'll kill everyone.
Yes.
He is awaiting cryo suspension.
Yes.
Whatever. They're going to freeze him.
Well, because they don't know what to do with him. Like, they can't kill him. So.
Well, he's also, he has, like, obvious regenerative properties.
Yes.
So they want to study him, too. Mm-hmm. The military comes in. And
they're as they
take,
do,
and they're gonna take him for their own military research.
Yeah.
Rowan, yes, is the leading lady. Mm-hmm. She's the head scientist. Mm-hmm. He gets loose and kills everybody.
Yeah. And I called it. But, well, like, I knew.
You know.
Yeah, like, you know he's going to get out. But, like, there's this maintenance guy, like, messing around in front of Jason, like, while he's hooked up.
Yeah.
And he takes a sheet and, like, covers Jason. And he's just like, please don't stare at me. And then the military comes in and they take the sheet off. And it's the maintenance guy.
I thought it was
there.
One of the military guys, but it was the maintenance guy.
I thought
it was one of the military guys.
Military maintenance.
Like, waiting to take
yes.
him. Well, of course, he gets free and kills everyone.
And she knows. She's
she
just
knows.
Like, you can't
yeah.
just...
So she manages to, like, trap him in one of the, like, containment things, the, like, cryo containment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got his machete, so he's in there and he stabs through the door, and then somehow the entire warehouse... freezes.
Goes on lockdown.
Oh, it like locks
well,
down.
It's like one
so,
big...
So the yeah. whole room freezes.
Yeah.
I don't know if that...
Her included.
It seems like there would be like some sort of like prepping.
You instead just, of just like pressing a button. Like one
yeah.
button. Beep. Yeah.
Where you take a living person and then all of a sudden freeze them and they... Movie magic. I don't think they had this technology in 2010. Or even now.
Well, Walt Disney is allegedly cryogenically frozen. His head is, anyway.
That's so bizarre.
Isn't that weird? I mean,
when you wouldn't you get freezer burned?
I mean, meat gets freezer burned if it's not like sealed and packaged properly.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's wild. But yeah, supposedly Walt Disney is cryogenically frozen.
So then, all right, a few centuries pass.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like explorers and they come in and they find the cryo chamber and frozen Jason.
And the woman.
And the woman.
Rowan. Mm-hmm.
Now, why would you let... They take him back to the ship and, like, thaw him out immediately. I mean, more stuff goes on, but, like...
Well, they don't know that it's Jason until...
Look at him.
Well...
And I'm not saying, like, oh, it's Jason Voorhees, the legendary murderer of Crystal Lake. Like, look at him and tell me, like, oh...
He's not dangerous.
I would thaw him out. Sure, why not?
I really enjoy it, too, when they look at the hockey mask and KM is just like, oh, this is a protective face, whatever, for the...
KM is an android.
Yeah, KM's an android. But yeah, she goes into like detail on describing the hockey mask.
Hockey was outlawed in 2024.
Yeah.
A primitive earth sport. So they find, so then they see her, you know, they find them both.
Mm-hmm.
They open the chamber, and when Jason falls, he cuts one of the students' arms off.
Yeah.
You find out it's like students and their professor doing like a research trip.
Pirating, essentially.
Yeah, because it turns out Earth is a shithole. Nobody lives there anymore.
There's Earth 1 and Earth 2.
Yeah, so Earth 1 is trashed. And I guess, yeah, they just get raided. It's just somewhere to go and take things.
I guess so.
How would they even know, like, where to look? Like, what are the odds?
I don't know. Do they have, like, scanners?
Maybe they were intentionally hitting, like...
Like old research bases.
Bases, mm-hmm. or like where there was, like, records of people being stored.
Yeah, because I'm sure...
Are there other people stored there?
I don't think so.
Just Jason?
I think it's just Jason. Well, it's the Crystal Lake Research Facility,
That would only be Jason. Well, the student's arm gets cut off, and they immediately, like, slap some shit on it and give him some drugs, and he's perfectly fine.
They're called nanites that, like,
at the time.
Oh, yeah.
They just, like, put a bandage on it, and it stops bleeding, and they give him drugs, and he's okay.
Yeah. What a wild time.
Yeah. With, like, no arm.
Yeah.
So they get back to their ship. The guy gets his arm reattached.
Well, and they...
I'm terrible with character names. I've seen this movie, 50 times.
That's okay.
And
they run a scan on Jason, and there's no cell structure left to, like, be able to reanimate. But in Rowan, there is. So they take Rowan to, like, reanimate her, essentially.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they don't give a shit about Jason. They have him on a slab because he's dead.
Yeah. It's cool. They have these like little nanobite things. Mm-hmm. So they reattach the guy's arm.
Yeah.
For one. And then they like magically heal Rowan.
Yes.
Which that comes into play later.
Oh, God. Does it ever? Wowee.
And it's sort of, then now that they're on the ship, it's like a typical... Like Friday the 13th, there's a bunch of teenagers.
There's a party girl.
Everybody's,
sex is happening.
Everybody's fucking irresponsible, other than like the main lab girl. She seems to be the only one working. Like she puts her hair in a
ponytail.
And
that doesn't last very long either.
No, she's out.
She's actually the first.
Yes. Yeah. Well, other than all the soldiers.
Right.
She is grossly working on Jason. She, like, cuts his mask off, and it's all, like, goopy.
Yeah.
What?
It's gross. She's, like, digging out, like, his eye.
Which,
and stuff.
Why dig out his eye?
I'm not a scientist in 2432 or whenever this takes place.
2455.
Okay. Yeah.
She gets her face frozen. What?
You're not going to, like, go into detail?
I mean,
that's pretty much her face gets frozen off.
At the same time, I just jumped ahead. The professor is like talking to this guy he knows. Once he finds out who Jason is, that he could like be worth something.
Then dollar signs.
Yeah,
it's like any. It's like Alien.
They find out that he could potentially be worth a lot.
Yeah. And so Adrian, the scientist lady, is like working on him. Kinza is kind of the lab techie person that has a boyfriend, and they're like all over each other and whatever. And then they go off and start having sex. And Adrian's just like, yeah, cool. I'll just stay here and do work.
Yeah, I'll do the actual work.
So she's alone in the lab when her face gets frozen
magically
off.
When the couple is like hooking up, Jason like wakes up like, this isn't happening.
Premarital sex.
Not on my watch. So Adrian is the blonde.
Yeah.
He grabs her by the back of the neck and sticks her face into liquid nitrogen.
Oof.
And immediately freezes. And then he pulls her out of it and then smashes her face into the table.
I watch a lot of those YouTube videos that's like top 10 kills in a horror movie or top 10 whatever.
Is that one of them?
That's one of them.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
That actually happens in an episode of X-Files too.
It does. Season 1, episode 23.
Are you a robot?
Did
you actually like see that somewhere?
I saw that somewhere.
Calculating. Yes, I believe that was.
Yeah, anyway. That's the episode. I can't remember the name of the episode, but.
Yeah, Jason wakes up. He gets a cool new machete.
I was like, what are the odds that this is a medical device? And it's like a space machete.
Space machete for Space Jason. It's perfect. Yeah, I don't know how that would be.
I wrote that down. Convenient weapon to just have it on the operating room.
Yeah. So Rowan then tells them that nothing kills Jason.
Yeah, so Rowan is like, no, we need like...
eject him out into space immediately.
Yes. Of course, Professor Lowe is like, no, no.
Yeah, Rowan wants to get rid of Jason like as soon as possible. But of course... that doesn't happen.
No. Why would it happen? That's the smart thing to do.
And then they're having this conversation while Jason is, like, killing the people.
Yeah, he kills Kinza's boyfriend.
Yes.
Because there's a warning that goes out on the ship, and Stoney, her boyfriend, is like, oh, God, like, we need to get going. She's like, yeah, okay. And he goes and opens the door, and Jason's there and stabs him. Blood all over her face.
I haven't read this. I have Greg's notes.
From drunk power hour day.
Yeah. Well, John's. And
you didn't read it before this?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I just watched it and I didn't use like their information. But yeah, Stoney gets a machete in the chest.
Yep. I wrote that list down too.
Oh, see, so you could have
I have dead body list.
Read those notes.
Oh, that's like typed, though. That's real good.
It's because they entered all of the stats into a thing online. Not online. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to put my hair in a ponytail.
That's fine. Okay.
So Greg printed that.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
What? Cool. Okay. Yeah. Helpful. Anyway.
Very helpful. The military that are on board are now alerted.
Yes.
Then, like, it seems like once they find out what?
There are, like, six military people and Sergeant Brodsky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once they find out that Jason is dangerous, why isn't the whole ship alerted at the same time?
I think it's just...
so Jason can just go room to room and kill people?
Yeah, but I think it is just maybe like 15 people on board. Like, it's not a huge crew.
No. But I mean, with a crew that small, wouldn't they just tell everybody at once?
Yeah.
Meeting time, an alarm goes off, everyone meets up. J- Jason goes into like a virtual reality like gaming room.
Yeah, which I think would be badass. Be so cool.
Yes, that would be super cool. So it's two guys. They're playing games, and
it's Dallas and Azriel.
Yes,
the guy that got his arm cut off previously.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Jason shows up. They try to like pause the game.
And it's like, why is it not pausing?
And they realize, and it's obviously because they're fighting like monsters, and then Jason shows up just standing in the middle.
Yes.
Which, would they see him? Because they're wearing masks when they're playing.
I think you still, wouldn't you still see stuff? No, you wouldn't.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Azriel gets busted over Jason's knee.
Yeah. That would suck.
It kind of reminded me of Freddy versus Jason, where the guy gets busted in half.
Yeah.
In the, like, on the pull-out couch.
Yes.
What?
I do remember that one, because I saw that in the theater. Because that chick looks like Nicole.
Yeah. She does.
Yep.
I think it's the braids and the hat on backwards. Mm-hmm. Dallas then gets his head beat smashed against the wall. So
it seriously, every scene is every a soldier getting killed.
Then there's the engineer, and he's just working away. He sees Jason's reflection and gets saved just by chance. What?
Nothing.
Yeah, the soldier comes in, or the military comes in, and like shoots up the guy's entire lab.
I just
your face.
Why? And they don't even hit Jason. Jason leaves. He's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I don't know. Jason then breaks the guy's neck. Then they're kind of like, what?
I'm just looking at you.
Oh.
It's hot. It's hot and it's sunny out.
Another guy gets, so now the military is like stalking him.
Yes.
They're like trying to hunt him down in like a warehousey type area.
And they split up. As you do.
I think the death coming up where he gets thrown onto that like auger thing.
That's what it's called.
An auger?
Yeah.
He gets thrown on it, and then he, like,
spins down. It was pretty cool.
I thought he
just got impaled. Like, I thought he was just, like, thrown onto something.
Yeah.
But then it shows into, like, later, a giant drill, and it's like, just, like, spins down.
That's a pretty nasty one.
Yeah.
Then
I really like this, though, because when the two soldiers come up on him, and Sergeant Broski is just like, where's Condor? And they're like, oh, we found him. What's his condition? He's screwed. I was like, that's funny.
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Rowan wants to tell them to get out of there, but I mean, it just doesn't work out.
Lo does not agree with that.
Gecko, another military guy, gets his throat slit. Another one gets harpooned on a hook.
Yep.
They obviously have no control over the situation.
They have absolutely. The soldiers just went to their death. And they were like all excited. Like, yeah, it's like six of us against one guy.
Yeah.
Cool.
It doesn't work out that way. Another guy is like stabbed a million times. They have no chance. The engineer, whose name I didn't write down, he makes it back to, like, the scientists. All the military guys are dead except for the one.
Broski.
The pilot's dead. Pilot of the ship's dead.
Well, the pilot dies, so
they're slowing down to, like, dock with a space station.
Yeah, Space Station Solaris.
Yes.
And they're, like, in communication with them. They're like, yeah, we're going to dock, whatever. And then, like, the pilot is killed. And then the ship just, like, runs right into it. Solaris explodes.
Yes.
Explodes. And then the professor is just like, oh, we must have overshot it. We can, like, turn around and it'll be fine.
As it blows up in the background.
As it blows up in the background, there's obvious damage to the ship. Like, the ship was, like...
I know. It's like the ship is super strong and can blow up an entire space station. Like, it seemed like there'd be some sort of safety protocol.
Yeah.
Like...
or maybe not just, like, one pilot. Or an auto sensor if you got too close to something. We have that on vehicles here. We have that in vehicles in 2022. If you get too close to an object, it, like, notifies you. Red alert, all of these things. But, like... Nope.
Somebody was telling me that their truck will auto park trailers.
For people that don't know how to park trailers.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how many people don't. After I worked at the campground, I've watched a lot of shit go down where I'm like, you're doing this wrong.
You should not be parking a 30-foot camper, buddy.
No.
When I worked for the DNR, it was the same. Well, you know, at Hayes.
Yeah.
Like, people just come in with these huge campers and they have to, like, back up on this pad. It's
not,
like,
happening.
What are you fucking doing?
Well, now you can, your truck will just park on its own. Like, it will park the trailer for you.
That's wild.
Yeah. So they have this now in 2022, but somehow, like, 400 and whatever
they can't
years
auto
in the
dock. They can auto dock in Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's a thing. I don't know. Space in 2453 sucks. If it can't even auto dock. 2455. Excuse me.
Yeah. So the pilot's dead. The ship crashes into the space station.
At this point, Brodsky has been impaled, too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wrote all of the deaths in order. How they happen. But he's not really dead. Spoiler. No. Like, Jason stabs him, and he's like, oh, you're going to have to do better than that. And then Jason, like, moves up into, like, his rib cage or whatever. And he's just like, oh, that'll do it. I'm like, wow.
Good job.
Good, like, job.
Good job killing me. Jason then busts through the glass and everyone takes off. Everyone scatters. He kills the professor.
Which is hilarious, by the way, because everybody leaves and the professor is still there. And... Like Jason's actual machete is there.
Yeah.
And the professor is just like, oh, do you want your machete? And Jason, like, picks them both up and he sets, like, the space machete down.
Yeah.
And Lo is like, oh, it's okay, guys. He just wanted his machete.
No. Not, I mean, he.
I'm sure he wanted it, yeah. But he dies.
He dies.
Yeah, his head is. Cut off.
He's decapitated, right?
Yes.
Somehow, Rowan knows how to work, like, future space guns.
It's like riding a bike, is what she says. And then I think it's the ditzy one, Kinza. She's like, what's a bike? But, yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know if you would know what a bike was 400 years.
Well, maybe they don't
maybe
have bikes
they don't have
in
bikes.
Space.
Yeah. No space
Earth,
bikes.
Earth 2, fuck bikes. Like, yeah. Maybe Earth 2 is, like, danger-free. Like, no skateboards, no rollerblades, no bikes. Like...
Everybody lives in a bubble.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
They were outlawed in 2057.
Being too dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know. And if they're, like, history, like, researchers going to explore Earth, wouldn't they know, like, what some of the shit was?
Maybe.
Or she is kind of dumb, so maybe that's it.
Yeah. Kinza is pretty dumb.
They plan on taking, the shuttle.
Yes. And
they're gonna like leave in their like little landing craft.
Yeah. And Sinarin is talking to KM about an upgrade.
Yes.
So Sinaran built KM.
And he's got like a thing for her.
Yeah, they have kind of a relationship.
He built himself a girl robot.
Girl robot. Yes. And so he made some upgrades. I don't know if this was like an ongoing thing or if he just like whipped together shit when Jason started killing everybody. But
Yeah.
I wrote down, I said, I really hope KM and Sinaran live because I like them.
Then you'd never seen it.
And I had never seen it, so I didn't know. I do want to say, too, that Chuck, whatever his name is, looks like an older Andrew Garfield.
I agree.
Yeah. I had to make sure Andrew Garfield was, like, a baby when this came out. Because I was like, ah, it looks so much like Spider-Man.
Well, they kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And because she says their odds of survival are, like, 15% or something crazy. Yeah. And then after they kiss, the odds of survival go up.
To 53%.
Lame. But, yeah, they all split up, even though they're going to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Crutch is the guy's name.
Yes. Crutch and Waylander go to like the electrical place to like boot stuff up
to do the things. That's when Rowan finds what's his name alive.
Brodsky. Yeah, and it's funny, too, because, like, as Crutch and Waylander are, like, working on stuff, Crutch is just like, lucky you weren't alive during the Microsoft conflict. We were beating each other with our own limbs. I'm very curious, like, what that was.
They could do a spinoff. Is that what you're talking about?
What's the Microsoft conflict? Because Crutch has seen some shit, apparently.
Yeah, well, Crutch doesn't make it much longer.
No, he doesn't.
He gets electrocuted.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kinza gets in the ship that they're going to escape.
She panics.
And she won't open the door.
She full on panics.
Yeah. Well, it's still attached. And she tries to leave with it.
And Janessa, one of the research chicks, is like, hey, the fuel lines are still attached. What are you doing? Yes. And she's like, no. And she pulls away from the ship. Explodes.
And yeah, it explodes.
Yeah. Panic.
So now they're like extra fucked. Jason corners three of them. KM shows up upgraded.
She's very upgraded. She looks like she walked out of the fucking Matrix.
Exactly like the Matrix. I also want to know.
Which is fine. Adds for entertainment.
She's got a very, like, Trinity outfit on.
It's very, yes.
What I want to know is, if she's an android, why isn't her accuracy, like,
100%? Way better. Like, dead on. I don't know.
Yeah. Even, like, 90%.
Yeah.
But she's wearing this, like, leather getup and has guns and is, like, shooting at Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Where did she get this outfit? Did he just have this, like, laying around?
I mean, maybe he just had it laying around. If she's essentially a sex bot, then...
She's not a sex bot.
She's not. She's very helpful throughout the film, but I can imagine...
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's, like, the scene... There's a scene in it where she's doesn't have nips.
No.
So she's trying to, like, look more human.
So she puts on, like, fake nipples.
Yeah.
She's like, how do these look? And Sinaran's just like, I like you how you are. And she's like, oh, okay. She's like, Kinza has these. And I'm like, okay.
That's, unusual. So she shoots them all up, but then she gets macheted, like, immediately. He stabs her through the middle with a machete. I mean, it doesn't kill her.
No. She, like, fakes him out.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
She shoots off an arm and a leg and his face, and somehow he falls backwards right into the rehab lab.
I'm like, why didn't you guys check this out?
Why didn't you pick him up and throw him into space? Eject him into space. But then it'd be like aliens.
And I also don't understand how they are using bullets on a spaceship.
Agreed.
Isn't that dangerous? I feel like that's dangerous.
Because his machete can magically, like, pierce the ship walls. But they can...
Like a tin can.
Yeah, but they can, like, shoot up the ship and it's now...
Yeah.
Maybe they have special space bullets.
That don't penetrate.
I don't know. They don't have auto parking on their ship, but... Okay. Your face, I love it.
It's terrible. But yeah, he falls back onto the nanite table, like the repair table, and they don't... Yeah,
and they don't do anything.
They just leave him there. Sure, his face is blown off, and like he's missing a leg and all these things.
And why isn't Rowan, like, we should go and double check this.
Double tap.
Nothing has ever killed him before.
No.
He's had a history of, like, being blown up and, like, sat underwater for years and...
That irritated me. And Rowan should have known better.
She should have known better. 30 minutes till core implosion. So on top of all the other drama that's going on, their ship's going to fucking explode.
I even wrote that. I'm fucking annoyed.
The rescue ship, they get in contact with somebody that can save them. They say they're about 45 minutes away.
Yes.
Which is... 4 parsecs. Did you look that up?
No.
4 parsecs is 13 light years away. And they'll be there in 45 minutes.
You never know. 12 parsecs, Millennium Falcon, right?
They kind of explain that, though.
They did.
Yeah.
They do a little bit better job explaining things in Star Wars than Space Jason.
Space Jason does not get explained very well. And I like how the... random old-timey Earth girl is like, hey, why don't we go to this section of the ship and, like, close off this section? Like, why? They're all sitting there panicking, like, what are we going to do? What are you looking at your watch for?
Mike messaged me, do you want Croatian chicken? It's $14 each. They have extra.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
How big of a chunk is it? Is it, like... Is it like a half a chicken or quarter
half,
chicken?
Half chicken, I think. You can look in our fridge. Sorry, everybody.
Croatian chicken day.
It's Croatian chicken day. Yeah. The local baseball team high school sold Croatian chicken tickets for people for $14. Very good.
Yes, I'll have to check and see how much money I have.
Cool.
But yeah. How long does that go on for?
Like an hour. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's going to show you. Oh.
Show me that chicken.
Bring on the meat.
Is it like, oh, so yeah, half of a small chicken and sides. Yeah,
fuck yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much money.
For those of you that don't know what Croatian chicken is, you should look it up because it's delicious. And it's a county fair thing in the United States, I feel like. Oh my god.
I know, it's just random money, okay?
God, you don't organize your money at all.
I do, kind of.
I don't believe you.
What? You know, I'm doing my best.
I did my best.
Shut up. This is emergency. Stop the podcast. I need chicken. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 16,
17, 18. Just buy one and then don't tell Greg.
Just eat it. Just eat it in the car.
Chicken without him, it'd be great.
Do you have Venmo?
Yeah. We do have Venmo. Well, Mike has Venmo.
Yes. If you get me 2, I'll Venmo you the money. Okay. 2 and I'll eat them myself and Greg won't know until Monday.
I can just picture you like sitting in your car outside eating your house. Like an animal.
Oh my god. Take all my money right now. I need chicken.
Give me all of my money.
Take my money.
Take my money.
Chicken. Everything stops as soon as you get that text.
God, we're professionals. We're not, which makes it even better that we can do shit like this. And
like, emergency, go get me chicken. I would get more, but I don't see the purpose of that.
You can get more and just, he'll take money out and you can just Venmo him. But you'll have to message him, though.
I think two is plenty.
Croatian chicken break. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, just sit in my driveway and eat a whole chicken before I go home. I don't even know where we're at.
Mike used to do that. When he was with his ex-wife and she was doing like South Beach and stuff and like cooking just like broccoli and hamburger patties for dinner. He would go and he would get like a Big Mac and sit in the driveway and eat it all.
I occasionally do that, but not to that extent. Like, if I'm starving when I get out of work, I will stop at McDonald's or Taco Bell and eat. And then I get home and then I just have like a salad for dinner.
Yeah.
Like when Greg's sitting there eating like an actual meal. It makes me look like I never eat at all, but I really just had like,
you're like,
2000
actually
calories of Taco Bell. Yeah, so they, what are we doing?
Back to Space Jason.
Space Jason. She says, hey, let's go over here. So the plan is they're going to get to like one side of the ship and like hide out there.
Like, she would know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Why don't the people that live on the spaceship like know?
Like, Janessa seems like she has her shit together, kind
of. Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like someone would have figured that out, though, before.
That's whatever.
A chick that's like close to 500 years old. What?
I was just, oh my God, I was just looking at my phone.
What? While this is going on, Nanobot Jason is being built.
Oh my God. Android Jason.
Yes.
That's wild.
Well, he's like partial, like robot.
Yeah.
Jason.
He's like, what was that? Justice League, the guy that's
I have no idea. No clue.
Oh, fuck. Well, it's like that.
So Jason, the parts of him that are damaged are like rebuilt as metal. So like his face is metal. I know.
It's okay. Like, I understand it.
He's been described as Uber Jason.
Ooh, yes. Gosh.
What?
What a wild time.
I like this movie, okay?
I know you do.
Then he, like, can't be destroyed even more so.
Yes.
He kicks off Cam's head.
Poor Cam. But she's okay. Fine. Yeah.
They manage to, like, Indiana Jones under a door that's shutting to, like, get into another area of the ship. They blow up one of the tunnels, but there's a couple tunnels that they have to like try.
So
to blow
here's who we have. We have Brodsky, we have Janessa, we have Rowan, we have Sinarin, and then KM's head.
Yes.
Those are the remaining survivors as of right now.
As of right now. So Jason was in the tunnel that like blew up or whatever. Well, he punches a hole. And what's her name gets sucked
Janessa,
out.
And it's Janessa. Gross.
Yeah.
That one's gross.
What I want to know, though, here's my thing. There's a hole, so it's like a vacuum. Everything in the room is getting sucked into space. Mm-hmm. It's a small hole. She's holding on to like a grate. They're reaching for her, trying to save her. And my question is, wouldn't, like, a chair fall and, like, block the hole?
You would think.
Or, like, something small, lighter weight would fly
up
and block the hole.
Remember that news story that was a few years back when the plane window came out and a woman, like, was getting sucked through?
No, that's not the story I remember.
That's not the story you remember?
There's a story where the plane window falls off
as
the pilot,
because
he had like unbuckled. The pilot gets sucked out of the plane, and the people that are in like the co-pilot or whatever, and then another guy grab his legs and hold on to him while he's hanging outside of the plane, and they're going like how
600 miles an hour or whatever the hell it is.
However fast the plane goes. He's, I think it's like 300 or something.
I think it's, yeah.
And he's hanging out, and then the cabin like loses pressure and all this fucking chaos is happening. And in the meantime, he like is on the controls. They're holding him, but they're leaning on the controls. So the plane goes into a nosedive.
Let me tell you a story.
And you know what? Guy lives.
So
everyone lives.
I used to play pod racing.
Oh, by the way, the girl gets sucked out of the hole and it's really gross.
It's gross. on N64, there was this pod racing game.
Yeah.
And I played that, and the pod racers could get up to like 700, 800 miles per hour. I lose control. I cannot even imagine. Like, I think about like F1 cars going like however fast they go. I would die. If I were ever in a high speed chase, I would lose control of the vehicle and die.
Even like NASCAR. It's like crazy.
Like, I just think about that, and the plane going that fast reminded me of that. It was random.
Yes. What?
Yeah, little Chelsea playing a 64 pod racing game.
I remember that game being hard.
It was very hard. And you could pick your racer, too, and I would always pick Anakin, even though he was the suckiest one. But I'm like, no, I'm going to be like Annie.
Oh, you nerd.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, she gets sucked through, and it's real gross.
So they decide...
It's like the alien in Aliens 3 or Resurrection or whatever. The baby alien that gets sucked out of the, yes. Like the hybrid alien. That was so gross. Haunts my dreams.
Really? It's that bad?
It's so gross. And it's like crying and stuff, looking at Sigourney Weaver. And
yeah, that was kind of fucked up.
It was just sad.
Then they create a diversion, and this is probably my favorite part.
It's pretty smart, but I had a problem with it. So, amongst other things, how did they just have this Crystal Lake hologram, like, ready to go?
Well, no, they said, like, recreate blah, 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 and they just, like, picked a period in time, and then it just showed up.
Conveniently, Crystal Lake, 1980.
But he's not wearing any kind of, like, VR equipment.
No.
So, like, this just happens in the room?
I think so.
Because when the two guys are playing, they're, like, shooting monsters and running around with guns.
Yeah.
But then they're just sitting, like, cross-legged on the floor with masks on.
Mm-hmm.
So...
He's, like... in a room with a hologram kind of in front of him, I think. And then the other room, like he's kind of in a doorway from what
I
gathered.
Okay.
And then there's a hologram that goes over the doorway. And then the room is Crystal Lake.
Yes.
Pretty smart. Pretty smart
idea.
It's Crystal
Lake. I love this part. Because there's like two ditzy chicks, and one of them's like, hey, let's smoke some weed.
Let's have premarital sex.
And then they get into sleeping bags, and he just like beats the sleeping bags against each other.
He does that in.
Yeah.
Is it in Freddy vs. Jason? Or is it in.
I can't remember.
I did see that one.
Pick up. It might be in the 2009 one, one with Jared Padalecki.
It might be, yes.
Someone's in a sleeping bag and he just picks it up and like chucks it against a tree.
God. What a terrible way to go.
Yeah, now I wish that I actually like looked that up, but.
But it does happen in one of the other Friday the 13th ones.
Mm-hmm. So that distracts him for a while. What?
I was just looking at my notes.
I did read, too, that in that scene, they didn't want to do that because it was just like nudity for no reason. And the main casting director or whatever didn't want to do that, like didn't want to cast someone for that part. And the only way they made it work is if they made it like super cheesy.
And they succeeded.
It
was great.
It was super cheesy. And also the actresses that played those roles were super happy because that's like the biggest movie that they've been in.
Oh, yay.
So they were like, heck yeah.
Yeah, they're just in their little undies with... no bra or anything, and they're, like, taking off their clothes. Let's have premarital sex. And they, like, crawl in their sleeping bags.
And they promptly get beat to death.
Yes.
The ship starts exploding. Rowan goes back for KM because she kind of gets left behind.
Yeah.
The ship starts exploding. What?
Nothing. I'm just watching you. Me. Yeah.
You can go ahead and tell the end. There's like just a
little
bit left.
Yeah. The ship starts exploding. They're safely like behind glass. It's Brodsky kind of like sacrifices himself. Like he goes out to repair the side of the ship.
Yeah.
As the ship, like part of the ship is exploding. And then so you have Sinarin, you have KM's head, and you have Rowan in the safety room or whatever. Yeah. And then you see Jason, like, heading towards the window. Yes. And all of a sudden, Brodsky comes out of nowhere and just, like, sacrifices himself.
Yes.
And they
so Brodsky
swivel
then,
off into space.
Like, they float off into space. Somehow, they're, like, right next to Earth, too.
I don't know.
Which is, like...
I don't understand things.
So... Brodsky essentially like rides Jason into the atmosphere.
Yes.
Where Brodsky, I'm sure, dies.
Yeah.
Jason, questionable.
Very questionable.
But if they're that close to Earth 2, couldn't someone from Earth 2 have come to save them?
Probably.
As opposed to. Or is it like days later? Is Brodsky like flying through space and just happens to run into Earth 2? Like, what are the odds?
I don't know. But then there's a couple. Sitting by a lake on Earth 2, and they see a shooting star.
Yeah.
And the guy is like, make a wish.
I wish I don't get killed.
And the girl is just like, oh, I will. And then the shooting star is fucking miles away. What the fuck?
I know. But, oh, it landed in the lake.
It's just like the
sitting right next to
the thing with killer clowns, too, with any meteor that...
The meteor goes over, and everyone's like, ooh, and somehow it lands like... A half a mile outside of town when it really would have been like states over.
Yes. But yeah. And then they're like, oh, let's go look for it. So they go like look for it. And then you see Jason's nanite mask fall to the bottom of the lake. The end.
Bravo. I like that little reenactment at the end.
It was great.
What did you think? Did you love it?
I liked Freddy vs. Jason better. I will say that. I would probably watch it again. I thought it was very stupid. But then, like, a lot of, like, the Friday the 13th movies to me are very silly because it's, like, the stereotypical teenagers, from what I gathered... And, like, know of Friday the 13th movies. It's a lot of, like, stupid teenagers that just
stupid
go drink and...
Just, like, get killed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. You're amazing.
I've alerted Greg.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I was going to eat it all in the car on the way home.
I know. He said you're like the hound from Game of Thrones with the chicken.
I am.
I don't understand that reference. I do.
Showed you. We talked about it once before. I think
I do, but it's just because I haven't seen Game of Thrones except all of the deaths.
The Hound sort of likes his fried chicken,
yeah,
or his cooked chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna kill everybody in the room over the fucking chicken.
Fucking yeah, you showed me that.
Yeah,
but yes, I thought it was one of the stupidest movies I've seen, but I didn't hate it.
It's on...
I've seen stupider.
It's on Roger Ebert's, like, most hated movies.
I know. I saw that. But, like, if you are a Friday the 13th fan, and, like, you're probably at least had to have seen this, maybe, right?
If you're a Friday the 13th fan,
You've seen all of them. You have all of the movies on DVD and Blu-ray.
We might have them all. I think we have like a box set.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Friday the 13th enough to have a Friday the 13th tattoo.
That's true. You do. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, you're a fucking dork.
I have a World of Warcraft tattoo, so.
Ah, yes. Okay. I don't feel as
you
bad.
Forget about that, don't you?
I do. I forget that. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I can't say it's my favorite of the series.
What one's your favorite? Jason Takes Manhattan.
That one is terrible.
I want to watch that one. It should be
like Jason Takes a Boat, because he kills everybody on the boat, and then he only...
I'm on a boat, motherfucker.
My least favorite is Jason Goes to Hell.
Okay.
I liked 2 and 3. I don't know. I can't really pick. I like them all for different reasons.
Out of the most popular horror series, so we're talking Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, and Friday the 13th, I do like Friday the 13th better than all of them.
It's rated second to Halloween in in the amount of money that they've made. Someday I'll just loan you one a week.
Yes.
You can just watch one a week.
Freddy Krueger movies terrify me, and that's why I don't watch those. I've seen like 2 or 3 of them, but they just scare the shit out of me.
Freddy scares me because you can't like get away from him.
No. You have to take pills to just not dream.
Yeah.
And
that make you go into a coma eventually.
Yeah.
I think Freddy is scarier because with Jason, you just don't fucking go to Crystal Lake. That's it.
You can just
problem
run
solved.
Away.
Yeah. You just don't go party at this lake and you're fine.
Yeah.
Freddy, the more you talk about him, the worse he gets.
Yes.
But yeah. I like the Halloweens too, but Halloweens are kind of like these where he just like follows you around.
It's just relentless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kills everybody in his path.
I would recommend this just because it's silly.
Would you?
I would. Yes.
Aww, that's...
And I've gotten better about being more honest about how I feel about movies instead of just being like, well, if you're into this genre, I suppose. Now I'm just like, I fucking hated it.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you liked this.
Yeah.
It's like campy, though. I don't know. It's...
Sometimes I like watching the movies where I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you running around topless and tripping over a log? Put some damn shoes on and run outside.
Run away.
Run away.
You've seen that tennis shoe commercial,
I did.
Right?
Yeah.
Where, yeah, there's like a murderer chasing her and she just like puts on her running shoes and books it.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you could just do that.
Solid plan.
Anyway.
Maybe you get panicky though. Maybe you trip.
I would panic. I think I would die. Like I'm a big talker. Like, oh yeah, just... run away, but I would...
You'd get into the spaceship and lock the doors and then blow yourself up by accident?
Yes. Yes, I would. Anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's your birthday episode.
Birthday episode. So when this comes out,
it'll be the day before.
Yeah, this comes out the day before my birthday.
Yeah.
So if you hear this and then you see me, tell me happy birthday. Or just, you know, on Facebook, like everybody else.
Yeah,
says.
Just be like, beep, beep, beep. Anyway, that was Jason X. We hope you enjoyed this. We're kind of goofy today, but I think it's the first nice weather we've had.
It's hot out.
Yeah.
Sun's shining in northern Michigan. We're starting to actually get leaves on the trees.
Yeah.
My tulips are all blooming.
Oh, shit. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope everybody has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.